You're listening to SBS News.
Social clubs were one of the first casualties of the government's ban on many places of public gathering. The bid to stop the spread of coronavirus has left thousands of Australia's vulnerable elderly people feeling socially isolated. One of them is Tony Labozzetta, who has made a huge contribution to the Australian football scene over the past 50 years. He's the former president of Club Marconi, a club founded by migrants which has transformed into a licensed venue with its own soccer stadium. As a retired senior, Mr. Labozzetta relies on the club environment for solace. He and his friends frequent the venue, whiling away hours with dinners at the restaurant and endless card games. Mr. Labozzetta says the coronavirus restrictions have left many feeling frustrated.
There's a couple of groups that are ringing me constantly, let's get together and have a game of cards. I can't stay at home anymore and I've had enough. And so I suppose in some ways to some of our colleagues I'm trying to be a bit of an influence in terms of restore a little bit of calm.
For many elderly Australians, particularly those with health issues, the club and pub scene is the centre of their social life. Danny Fitzgerald, the CEO of Petersham RSL in Sydney's Inner West, was forced to shut his doors some time ago. He's received many calls and visits from patrons asking to come inside, but is forced to turn them away. Mr. Fitzgerald believes anxieties are running high in the community as a result of the club's closure.
Look, I'd imagine a lot of them are feeling isolated now, at home, on their own, and of course they do, some of them lack English skills.
The venue is a second home for its multicultural clientele, including numerous Portuguese, Greek, Macedonian and Italian people. Mr. Fitzgerald says making the trip to the club is an important part of their lives.
A lot of them are here 7 days a week and it's just for the socialisation, being with their friends, being with people that speak their languages.
Club member Esther Rhodes used to spend up to 5 days a week at the venue. The grandmother emigrated from Tanzania 40 years ago and now occupies her time with reading, walking in her garden and tending to her vegetables and herbs. She says she and her friends miss the club environment.
Well, they miss that socialising with other people. I mean, so it's not the same as talking on the phone because you don't see them face to face, so it's different.
For those patrons, the hope is that clubs will reopen sooner rather than later. You can stay up to date on coronavirus in your language at sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Jennifer Liu, SBS News.